This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. And on our show this week, the star of Pawn Stars, Rick Harrison, is going to be joining us. Later on, there's a new show on NBC called Indebted, and Adam Pally will be here from that show. Speaking about shows, a great syndicated show that's going terrific for Tamron Hall, and she will be here to talk about it. Then Valentine's Day coming up this week, so we'll be chatting with Carrie Riley about some good Valentine's Day presents. Next hour, he's written a book called The Game of Crowns. Christopher Anderson will be here talking about the royal family. It's always in the news. And then The First Lady is the name of a new movie which stars our friend Corbin Burnson, who will be on the show today. The Honorable Judge Douglas Ginsburg will be here talking about a PBS special called The More or Less Perfect Union. And then National Pizza Day is coming up with Gail Becker. All today with Ron Segi. Does your car, RV, truck, or boat look faded or perhaps has some minor surface scratches? Painting a vehicle is very expensive and permanent. That's why I recommend SignZoo. SignZoo is the nation's premier vinyl design and wrap company. A 3M vinyl wrap can outlive a painted vehicle by years, and it can be removed at any time without damaging the original finish. Licensed, insured, the best warranty in the business, and over 20 years experience is just a few reasons to choose SignZoo. Whether a wrap to promote your business or change the color of your car, RV, truck, or boat, a vinyl wrap is less expensive and more versatile than paint. And remember, SignZoo services the country nationwide for your convenience. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And get ready for a brand new look.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Back live all across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi Today. Well, in the 30 years that we've been doing the show, I think maybe once we had our next guest with us, and I have to tell you, me, like millions of people across this country, certainly know the show that he is part of, and a major part he is, the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop, the pawn shop store with over 500 episodes under their belt over there in my favorite city, Las Vegas, Nevada. Joining us right now. How is Rick Harrison? Hi, Rick. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great.
I meant what I said before I went on the air. I love this show, but here's the thing. I am in such a cluster of millions, it's unbelievable. Before we talk about what we want to talk about today, including the new season of the Pawn Shop, did you ever think that this is going to take off? This is like Americana now. It's like Chevrolet and apple pie.
Yeah, I mean, I pitched the show for years, and everyone told me no one's ever going to want to watch a show about four fat guys in a pawn shop, and now 17 seasons in, and I think the reason why the show's been going on for so long is because it's always been a family show. Yeah. I've never made a show that I wouldn't want to watch with my kids, or I'd be embarrassed for my mom to watch.
Well, I'll tell you something. You hit it right on the nose. My son, my youngest son, who's, you know, like 40 years old, when he went to Vegas, I said, did you go see, you know, a show at the MGM Grand? Did you go to the Celine Dion show? He said, Dad, I just went to the pawn shop. I didn't care about those other things. Who the heck cares about those other things? But it's such a great combination. You could do that show and not have the chemistry that you guys have. I mean, that is the hook.
Yeah, I guess, like I say, it's comfort food television, okay? It's, I think people love to learn. And they just don't like to learn from a professor looking down his nose at you. They like to learn from like your uncle. And I make sure people laugh a little bit when they're learning. And it's just a great experience. And that's why people can sit there. It's the best rerun numbers of any show on cable. I mean, because people can just sit there for an hour or two and watch the show, and and just have a good time the entire time. And young people don't even realize they're learning something.
Yeah, and I'm always of the theory that if you teach somebody through entertainment, they'll learn better than if you sit them down and say, let me tell you what this is all about. But I tell you the one thing that I really respect what you do and how it conveys to the audience. That is, a lot of times when you hear a joke, someone starts telling you, I heard that. You could watch the reruns knowing exactly what's going to happen, exactly what, if you're going to turn it down or buy it, and still watch it like it was the first time. That is a unique capability.
It's weird because I didn't know you had. Everyone always told me I was a great storyteller. It just turns out I guess I am.
Hey, whatever works. I know you got 500 episodes, which is sensational. You're starting a brand new season here, but I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that I miss your dad. What a guy.
He was an amazing guy. He was 20 years in the Navy. He loved this country like no tomorrow. He was an amazing father. I was really, really blessed by having him as my dad.
And I love the fact that he liked those big cars because it reminded me of my father, too. Let's talk about HistoryCon. Now, A&E, History Channel, is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Boy, you know you're getting old when you hear statistics like that. And they're putting on a huge event on April 3rd through the 5th at the Pasadena Convention Center called HistoryCon. Tell us about it, Rick.
It's actually really cool. It's their 25th anniversary, so they decided it's something like Comic-Con, except it's HistoryCon, and we have a ton of talent from history is going to be there. There's going to be Danny Coker from Counting Cars, so the people from Swamp People, some people from American Pickers. I'm going to be there. Corey's going to be there, and a whole slew of other people. And they're going to have all these interactive displays on American history, and there's going to be speakers there on American history. And I'm going to be on, like, you can get autographs and pictures with all the celebrities. You can get I'm going to be like speaking to the crowd. I'm going to be talking about history and along with a bunch of other people. So it's going to be a really, really fun, nerdy weekend.
Well, had a couple of weeks ago, I think it was last week on the show, Doris Kearns Goodwin, the world-renowned presidential historian, because I'm a kind of a presidential historian myself with a replica of the Oval Office in my home with the Resolute desk and everything. But she's going to be there, is she not? And she's going to be actually...
She's going to be there speaking, which is going to be absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
She did the miniseries on George Washington, which I personally think is one of the most amazing men in the history of the world. He was just a fascinating guy and like the most moral person the world has ever seen. And there's just so many weird little facts about him people don't know. Like, he was the richest man in the United States.
I didn't know that.
So he was literally, if you go by percentage of GDP on his net worth when he died, he was worth $25 billion.
No kidding. And I'm talking about me being a presidential historian. I didn't know that. No kidding. That's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, he was a brilliant land speculator because, when he was young, he was a surveyor.
Yeah.
So he would buy large tracts of land and subdivide them.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew exactly who should get what, what he should sell certain parts of land for. And he had so much land when he died, he was worth approximately worth $1 million in gold coin.
You think he'd have bought real teeth with all that money? I mean, why go for balsa wood when you could have porcelain? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, actually, his teeth only had, there was probably, the only wood in them was a few dowels.
Oh, okay.
The rest of it was carved animal teeth and gold and some porcelain, I believe. Really don't know because his teeth were stolen years ago.
Did you think that when you got into this pawn business that you were going to be such an authority on history? I mean, you had a pretty good gig before you went into business with your dad, making a couple $1,000 a week as a fake Gucci salesperson.
Yeah, that pops up. I did that when I was like 16 years old. No, but... mean, I had a lot of health issues when I was a kid. There'd be times where I couldn't walk for over a week.
Really?
And, my dad's in Vietnam. My mom's trying to sell real estate at the side. We didn't have a lot of money. And back in the 70s, there was nothing on TV for a kid to watch during the day. So, my mom would go to the library and get me books.
Wow.
And, I fell in love with history when I was like 8 years old and, been reading ever since.
Well, and I tell you something, you know your stuff when it comes to looking at that artifacts that people bring in. Are you from Las Vegas, Rick?
No, I was born in North Carolina. And my dad was in the Navy, so I ended up growing up in San Diego, and we moved to Vegas in 81.
The History Con, we'll go back to that, at Pasadena Convention Center. That is, of course, open to the public, but how do you get tickets for it?
You go to historycon.com, you can get tickets.
Would you come back and join us again? You're a great guest, and I love the show.
I'd love to be back on.
Okay, thanks, Rick. And we'll be watching a season number, is it 18 now?
Season 17, that's on right now.
17, wow. Congratulations. And maybe we'll see you out in Pasadena, okay?
All right, I'll see you there.
Okay, thanks, Rick.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today, and there is a new show that's premiering Thursday, 9:30 on NBC. I think that this show has got legs to it. It really does, because it's got great talent connected to it and a premise that I think a lot of us may be kind of skirting around. Joining us right now, part of the new show on NBC called Indebted, is Adam Pally. Hi, Adam. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, we were talking before we went on the air. I don't think you've ever been on our show in the past almost 30 years, so this is a big occasion for both of us. You know that, my friend.
Well, yes. It's a huge occasion for me. I've been a fan since, a couple seconds ago.
Yeah, I know.
And I was so excited to be here.
I know. You're in a no-win situation. If you said you've been a fan for years, that would make me sound old. And if you said, as you did only a couple of seconds ago, you make me sound like a nobody. But, hey, what the hey? You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Much like my marriage, it's a no-win situation.
Well, what a segue that is. That is really, I got to tell you, you're hot. The show is called Indebted. It also stars Fran Dresser and Steven Weber. And now you play the role of Dave. And
yeah.
Fran, I'm assuming, is Rebecca?
No, Rebecca is played by Abby Elliott from Saturday Night Live, and she plays my wife. And then Fran Dresser and Steven Weber play my parents, forced to move in with us.
Okay, so here you are now, kind of, I guess, from what I understand, you're kind of in a empty nest situation. The kids are at least out of diapers and sleeping through the night. And then all of a sudden, your parents show up unannounced and broke. You know what breaks me up about that? That's normally what happens to the parents and the youngsters, only the reverse. You know, the kids show up unannounced and broke. So what happens when you have this, I understand you have this really bad guilt feeling when you find out that your parents are now looking for you to raise them?
Well, I think it's pretty natural in the circle of life, especially in our world now with people living longer and healthier and maybe not saving as long as they thought they needed to. And so in a lot of ways, parents are being parented by their own children, and that's kind of what happens a lot on this show.
I assume that this is a comedy. It's certainly something that you don't want to take seriously, because if you take it seriously, it really drives home the nail a little bit harder than if you were just, you know, making fun of it. But now, what happens? Certainly don't want you to give the premise away, not in the first premiere episode, but what kind of things happen?
Well, I mean, obviously no spoilers, but anytime you have two generations living in one house, comedy can ensue. The biggest things, like, your finances, to the smallest things, like managing your DVR, it can all be very challenging when there's a big generational gap.
Do they ask for money?
Well, I mean, they're living with us, so yes, we're supporting them in many ways.
There's an old saying that says that two women, and certainly a mother and a daughter-in-law, cannot, and sometimes even a mother and a daughter, cannot live under the same roof.
Right.
We're proving this right, I assume, with this show.
I'd like to think that that's an antiquated antiquated
and it's not.
Thought that two women can't live under the same roof. I'd like to think that we're a little past that. But, yeah, you know, I think it's anybody. I think it's like any time your parents are in your space and they are living by a creed that they know and you have your own way of doing things, I think it's going to be complicated, and complications are funny to me.
This is the premise that I was talking about in the beginning, because this is something that I think a lot of people can relate to. I'm of the opinion that if you have a show on the air, whether it's a comedy or a drama, whatever the case may be, if it hits home, and I think this scenario hits home to a lot of people, then I think it becomes a hit strictly, if no laughs ever come out of it, from the situation.
Well, I mean, look, if that's the case, then we're playing with house's money, because we have quite a few laughs.
Well, that's good. That's good. You know, you've done a lot of things. Your hit comedy series, Happy Endings, the YouTube originals, the Champagne, Illinois. You've been seen in Most Likely the Murder, The Little Hours, yeah. Band-Aid, The Mindy Project, Solitary Man. And you also do a lot of writing in the theater with the comedy group Hot Sauce, correct?
Yes, that was a comedy group that I formed a long time ago with two buddies of mine who are just the funniest people in the world. And we don't get a chance to perform as much anymore because we're all kind of scattered and busy. But those guys are just the most talented people I know.
Did I see you in a very brief moment in the film Iron Man 3 also?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. If you saw Iron Man 3, then yeah.
Yeah, well, I would have to have seen it in order to see you. Hey, do you film this in front of a live audience?
We do. We film this in front of a live audience. Something I'd never done before.
Yeah, but for you, doing sketch comedy on stage, that's something that you're used to. A lot of people who work in film or on television are afraid of a live audience.
Maybe. I'd recently done a play a couple years ago that I really enjoyed, and I come from sketch comedy. I kind of wanted to try and do everything. I think that it's important in this career. You only get one shot at it. It's important to try your hand at everything.
How many episodes do you have in the can?
We got 13 in the can, and knock on wood, hopefully a billion more to come.
Well, that's great. Yeah, that big number of 100 would make you not have to worry about anything for the rest of your life. You know that.
I don't know if that's the case anymore, but I mean, I have 3 children. but I appreciate your optimism.
How old are your children?
8, 7, and 2.5.
Wouldn't it be funny if that you barged in on them in about 15 years?
It would be funny. I hope I'm alive.
I certainly hope you're alive, too. The mother-in-law that comes in, your mom, I should say, the character plays your wife, Abby. Is she annoyed by some of the directions that your mother may give on how to raise the children in this family on the sitcom?
You know, not annoyed. I think they actually become rather close, and one of the fun parts of the show is seeing how, again, it's less about the gender specifics and more about just the generational. So they get along in a lot of ways, which doesn't mean that there aren't moments where there's some biting commentary, but no, I think everyone loves each other in the show, which is a nice place to be.
Well, if you want to see biting on a show, ladies and gentlemen, you can do it on Thursday nights, 9:30, and every Thursday at 9:30 on NBC. It's called Indebted, and it's a show I think is going to have a lot of legs to it, as I said in the introduction.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah. Thanks, sir.
Adam Fowley's been our guest. Adam, thanks for joining us. Look forward to having you back. Break a leg.
Oh, please. It's been so nice. Once again, lifelong fan since a second ago.
Well, I appreciate it, and I want to tell you, I hope that you remain fans for the next 18 years so that you can wait for your children and getting older and you barge in on them.
Me too.
This is turning into a documentary. You know that, don't you?
I hope I'm alive this
year. Thanks, Adam.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Adam Fowley's been our guest, and the name of the show is Indebted. It airs on Thursday nights, starting this Thursday at 9:30 on NBC. Other stars include legendary Fran Drescher, Steven Weber, Abby Elliott, Jesse Hodges. It's a show I think that you should check out, because I think it's going to be a hit for this season. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come, live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
American and Afghan military personnel have been fired on while conducting an operation in Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province. One official says there are U.S. casualties and several people were injured. A member of the Nangarhar Council said it appears to be a surprise attack from within. The Taliban tweeted responsibility for the attack. Last month, a roadside bomb in nearby Kandahar province killed two American service members. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has climbed to 780 people in China. That includes the first American. Hong Kong is now imposing a mandatory quarantine on mainland arrivals. Inside China, nearly 60 million people are still on a partial or total public lockdown. New research shows pangolin scales may have started the outbreak. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Sedgy today. And I mean this sincerely, okay? Our next guest, I think, is one of the prettiest ladies on television. I'm not saying that because she's here. I really mean that. And this past September, she premiered a new syndicated show that is called The Tamron Hall Show. Joining us right now is Tamron Hall. Hi, Tamron. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Ron, how are you? Thank you for the compliment. I hate to tell you, but without those eyelashes and makeup, you might not think the same thing about me, but thank you for the sweet compliment.
Well, I can only base it on what I see, and what I see is terrific. So let's just keep it at that, okay? Because I don't look like a day at the beach either when I get up in the morning. So, you know. Hey, I'm very excited for you. This is terrific, this show, and I know it's going well. It's a daily show in syndication. By the way, everyone, check TamronHallShow.com, as they say, for local times and channels. And, of course, you can follow the show on social media at Tamron Hall Show. Tamron, tell us how this whole thing came about, because primarily up to this point you had so much experience and so much tenure as a newsperson, winning the 2015 Edward R. Murrow Award, pretty prestigious stuff, part of the NBC's third hour of the Today Show. How did it transfer into this? Because this is almost like a variety show for all intents and purposes. A lot of serious stuff,
you know,
and some light stuff.
Honestly, it was, Ron, I've been on, as you pointed out, the journalist for 25 years, and at one point we looked and counted seven different shows on four different networks at the same time. I hosted Deadline Crime, still do, a crime show on Investigation Discovery. I was a reporter for many, many years in different local markets and anchoring in the Today Show and MSNBC with politics. So we thought, why not bring all of this experience, what I've encountered, into one location so we could have fun and fashion on one day, but then we can talk about the battles of veterans. My dad was in the Army for 28 years, and so we could talk about all of this in one week. This week we have love and relationships on. I was 48 when I got married and had my first child, and we have a guest coming on who says, you know, it's never too late. She's getting married now after her 50s. So the show is a layered experience because life is layered. When you sit down and you and I are talking right now, we're not going to talk about one thing. We might talk about how amazing the Dallas Cowboys are or not.
Yeah.
And we might talk about family and friends and all of these things in one conversation. And that's what we wanted our show to reflect, what we all do when we sit down over a meal with friends, when we get on the phone with family members. You just talk about a lot of things. And that's what the show, I hope, reflects every day, the experience you would have with me, one of your friends.
You shocked me because I would have never guessed your age. And you haven't said it, but the fact that you had a child at 48 years old, I thought all the time you were maybe like 33. So that's a nice look that you have there, Tamron.
It's mask. You know what? I got a tip when I was around 27 years. I was working in Chicago, a local report. I went to this little spa to get a facial. It was one of my first big splurges on myself. And the woman who owned it looked like she was 19. She was in her 80s.
Oh.
And she said, make sure you use a mask every single day, like a moisturizing mask, because I don't care how much. If it's $5, $55, mask every single morning. I was in my 20s, and now I'm 48.
I use a mask, too. The only trouble is to seeing out of those little things when you put it over your ear.
Oh, the little hole?
Yeah.
Get the cream. Get the cream mask and kind of like swirl it around. It will be a scary look, but it pays off.
I actually took it for what it was said. You know, they said, get a mask. I said, boy, that's pretty rash, you know. I mean, here, so I went and bought a mask.
Like a Halloween mask.
Yeah.
No. We don't want you to go that far. Not that far.
Tamron, your television show is much the format of my national radio show, and it keeps you as a host fresh because you're talking about different things. It's not all politics. It's not all lifestyle. It's a variety of things. But how difficult is it for you to be accepted by the audience, to be that chameleon? I am a big fan of the old Tonight Show. In fact, Ed McMahon was my business partner, and we toured together.
Oh, wow.
But when I watch the old shows, I watch Johnny, and everything is on a very light level. And once in a while, I'll bring something serious in, but it was very seldom. How difficult is it to go from something that is a serious news story and then go into something very light and have the audience look at that and say, you know, she can relate in both areas?
You know, I don't think of it as difficult. I mean, it's just being real. You know, as I said, if you sat down with someone, and myself included, and started talking to me about my family, it's likely that it would come up that my sister was a victim of domestic violence and murdered in 2004. And you'd ask me about that, and then maybe 15 minutes later, later, you'd say, well, what's Moses doing? How's Moses? And that's my son's name. He's 6 months old. And we would transition from one of the most painful things my family experienced to one of the most celebrated things, the birth of my son. So I think, again, the show, just like your show, reflects how people talk and what we talk about. If I sat down with you and you only wanted to talk politics, both of us would probably run out of the room. If somebody only wanted to talk sports, you'd say, all right, that's not my team or that's not my cup of tea. If they only wanted to talk, you know, about food, I don't like to cook. But if you talk a little bit about all of those things, you have a conversation. And I think when people know that you're being sincere, those hard turns are not so hard because they know you're listening. As I said, I don't want to cry, you know, because someone's crying. I want to cry with you. I don't want to laugh at you. I want to laugh with you. And so when people know, as you know, with all your years of experience, that people are, that we're experiencing with the viewer, with the person at home, all of these emotions, they know you're real. You talk about Ed McMahon. When we fashioned the show and I went into my meetings with Disney and I was pitching the show, I had a whole computer drive full of Mike Douglas and Merv Griffin. Those are the people, naturally, everyone assumed Phil Donahue and, of course, Oprah were what I was thinking when I brought this show to life, but it really wasn't. I watched the episode with John Lennon and Yoko Ono were on with Mike, and then the next thing you know, there was Muhammad Ali and Sly Stone, not Stallone, Sly Stone, sitting there talking with a politician about, you know, something that was happening at the time. So I love that, and I love being able to make that transition. You talk about Johnny Carson. There's a famous week, they call it the week that was, that Harry Belafonte filled in for Johnny Carson, because at the time, Johnny wanted to address what was happening in the country, the civil rights movement, but he did not want to lose that Nebraska Nice. And Harry Belafonte famously filled in for him, had a lineup like no other. It was Dr. King, Bobby Kennedy, in fact, both were assassinated soon after. They were on the show, Muhammad Ali, Aretha Franklin. The lineup was incredible, and Harry hosted it because, to your point, Johnny was hesitant. But I think times have changed. The relationship that we have with our viewers, people who are watching, has changed. So we have that opportunity, if we're authentic about it, to talk about anything, and that's what our show is about.
I remember that week, too, with Harry Belafonte. But, you know, you bring up a very valid point. That is, in that time, in that era, and it happened in radio and television, you were kind of in a niche. You'd never see, like, Walter Cronkite do anything other than sit behind that desk and be extremely serious. And I think this is where the variety and daytime talk shows have really excelled. And I think it's refreshing to the audience. I really do. I want to bring up something here. You mentioned your sister. Tell us a little bit about the Tamron Renate Fund.
I started the show Deadline Crime on Investigation Discovery, which is still on. It's entering its sixth season. And people learn my sister's story through me covering crime. And I honestly was stunned one day when I saw, you know, Tamron Hall's dead sister, or Tamron Hall's sister murdered. And I thought, I don't want her just to be that headline. I wanted people to know that she was a mother, that she was a kind person, that we all have our journey. So I needed her name to be mentioned, not what happened to her. And I learned that, honestly, from so many survivors of crime. You know, we used to say domestic violence victim. We now say domestic violence survivor, because people don't want that pain to be the total sum of who they are. I've interviewed family members who've lost loved ones, and they are often heartbroken because, you know, that their loved one's name is now linked to a murderer or what happened to them. So I wanted an opportunity in her name to raise money, to raise awareness, and it's been fantastic. We've had great support from sponsors, but we've also had just people giving whatever they could, a couple of dollars here and there. And I've been to the shelters, and I've seen the centers that receive these kind donations, and it's life-changing for these families, because when you think about it, and you know this, if there is a adult who's the victim of abuse or a survivor of abuse, there is a child likely in that room.
In that room,
and in
sure.
many cases, they too are being abused.
I keep up the good work with that. And equally, keep up the good work with the Tamron Hall Show, and go to TamronHallShow.com for local times and channels. Now, Tamron, you got to do me a favor. You got to come back. You're cool. I like that. I'm going to be your friend.
You know what? Matter of fact, we just did a story on a woman who started an app where people pay between $900 and $1,200 to meet friends because it's so hard to meet people. You get me for free.
Oh, beauty.
I'm going to give my friendship for free.
Oh, beauty. That's the best deal I've had in a long time. Tamron, please come back, and good luck with the show, okay?
All right. Thank you, man.
Okay, bye-bye. What a sweet lady. Tamron Hall has been our guest. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
The world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Can't believe it. Just finished Christmas, New Year's, Super Bowl, and now already we are talking about Valentine's Day. Wow, time certainly flies. And joining us right now is a lady that knows a lot about it. She is, of course, part of writingfortoday.com. You've seen her on Fox and Friends, and you've seen her on the Today Show and the Wendy Williams Show, and she's also been named the top 50 influencer and brand ambassador for Oprah Winfrey Magazine. Oh, joining us right now is Carrie Riley. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Valentine's Day. I can't believe it. Can you? I mean, this is really moving along here.
I feel like I just finished Christmas wrapping.
Anyway, it's right around the corner, and you know that's always a problem. And it shouldn't be, because it should be a day of love and everything. But what kind of suggestions do you have for a gift that is, let's start off with the traditional, flowers and treats?
Oh, yes. Flowers are always a good decision to give. And you can pick them up quick at a grocery store. I like, for treats, nothing says Valentine's Day quite like chocolate.
Yeah.
And recently I saw that the National Confectioners Association, about 90% of Americans are likely to share chocolate for friends, family, or someone special on Valentine's Day. So I actually have some great treats here that fall into that.
Well, let's hear them, because I'm the guy that needs all the help in the world here.
So this year, M&M's.com, they're offering a variety of special Valentine's Day gifts that can be customized with personal photos, sweet messages, and fun colors. And, you know, the process is easy. All you have to do is you go to their website, which is MMS.com, pick out your favorite gift and upload a photo, and then watch your M&M's come to life. They're really cute to see your photo on a little M&M. You can use their promo code MMS. V-Day 35, and you'll get 35% off the site. That offer is going to be good till February 13th. It's a fun way to personalize a gift for your Valentine. See their face on a M&M. Otherwise, I love these wonderful cookies. You know, the French are famous for two important things for Valentine's Day: romance and buttery pastry.
Right.
And Michelle and Augustin cookies are a delicious celebration of both of those. Every cookie is made with real butter, high-quality chocolate, and a whole lot of amour. How was that for my friend?
Well, very, very good amour. That can also be used for Italian, you know, amour.
But wait, just a second, though. This also doesn't have preservatives or artificial sweeteners or dyes, which is awesome.
Let's go back to those M&Ms for a second. You mean to tell me every M&M would have a picture of you or your sweetheart?
Yeah, isn't that? And, or they can also say, Happy V-Day, Happy Valentine's Day. It's personalized, so it's really cute. You just have to, you know, look close, and you'll see whatever picture you send them and upload it.
I got to do that. I mean, that is... It's unbelievable.
I know. You got to do it, and you got to use your coupon.
I don't care if it costs $1 million. I got to do this. You get a lot of M&Ms, right?
Yeah, you do. You get quite a bit of, you get like a bag of M&Ms. They also come in like a champagne bottle. They come in different figures, acetate containers that, you know, that are clear and crisp, like a little, it says love. It says a teddy bear, has a teddy bear on it, or in heart.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in. You know what?
You're in on that one.
Well, let me tell you,
as
vain as a guy that I am, I probably would never eat them, you know what I'm saying? I would just look at all the great pictures.
Put them next to your bedside.
That's it. Absolutely. What about gifts? Okay, because my wife does not like any of the style that I like, okay? You just don't want to give somebody a gift card or money. I mean, you want to give them a gift. When we were dating back in the 1800s, gift... Anything.
1800?
18, that's been a long time. Any gift that you would give her, she'd say, oh, I love this, but then would never wear it.
Yeah.
You know? So how do you go get around that obstacle?
Listen, don't try to buy your wife a blouse. We don't want you to buy our clothes. Let me just give you that straight up. The best thing, honestly, is to give. That's why they're saying 90% of people prefer giving chocolate and treats, because that is the best thing, because we aren't going to buy that for ourselves necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we aren't going to go out and, you know, buy candy bars and or these cookies I was talking about with Michelle and Augustin. You know, so that's definitely an option. Now, another option, Michelle and Augustin, I do want to let you know, though, because they do have a promo code on Amazon, because I like a good deal, and that's going to be FrenchMe25. So you can pick that up until March 31st.
FrenchMe25.
Yeah, do you like that?
This show's getting better and better and better here.
It gets better and better. But now, wait, to talk more about what to treat your loved one, you know, I also like a delicious Carvel ice cream cake. They're great, and they actually have some different varieties that are perfect for Valentine's Day. They've got one that's called Little Love and a sweetheart ice cream cake. It's great for a date night, or if you want to host a party with it, or your kids are coming home from school. The cakes are made with premium ice cream, and they have those little chocolate crunchies that we all love.
Mm-hmm.
You know you love those, right?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, there's no doubt. I love everything you've talked about so far.
So and the sweetheart cake actually is covered with rich chocolate fudge, which is great. So they have a lot of different varieties, and you can pick those up in your grocery store, right in the freezer aisle. And if you want more ideas about that, just go to iloveicecreamcakes.com.
What else is on your Valentine agenda? Because I'm getting a lot of input here.
I know. You know, if you'd want to, let's just say that your loved one wants to stay away from sweets right now.
Yeah.
Go over to H&M. They have a one-stop shop for Valentine's Day. They have apparel. They have accessories, home goods. They have different price points. And you can get some things under $9.99. And you shop at H&M locations, which is great, or you can shop HM.com. And you can get free shipping on HM.com for orders over $40. Now, listen to this. If you donate any unwanted textiles at an H&M location, they will give you a 15% off coupon, which is so cool. And then you can stack that coupon by becoming a loyalty program member with even more coupons. I like to save money.
I think I could get you a Valentine's Day gift. But, you know, here's the thing, and I understand that it's no longer just couples. Families are doing this, friends, co-workers. It's just kind of a loving holiday. It doesn't necessarily have to be your sweetheart.
Absolutely. They even call, you know, when you have a friend of yours, a Galentine's Day. You know, there's a lot of different ways to see it. It's not just for couples at all. I mean, give my mother a little Valentine.
Sure.
Whoever's your sweetheart.
Yeah.
Even if it's your puppy, give them a little bone.
So where can we go for more information, Carrie?
Yeah, go to MMS.com, iloveicecreamcakes.hm.com.
Family Traveler Magazine contributing editor and writer for today.com, Carrie Riley, talking about what to do for Valentine's Day. Now, just between you and I, okay, what are you getting your sweetheart for Valentine?
Well, my husband actually, he's very simple. He likes a nice cup of coffee.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. No, he'll get some delicious treats, I'm sure. She just wanted an afternoon off.
I know what I'm going to get my wife. The bag of M&M's with my picture on it. Boy, wouldn't she be excited.
Oh, boy.
I love that idea. Really good.
I think that's a Valentine's Day gift for you.
Okay, then she can give it to me.
You know,
we got to share. This whole thing's about sharing. Hey, Carrie, thanks for joining us. Great ideas, okay?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Carrie. Bye-bye.
Hi.
Carrie Riley giving us some help when it comes to gift-giving for Valentine's Day just around the corner. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
I love how your eyes close whenever you kiss me.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The health healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it?
Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy Today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include the star of the Pawn Stars, Rick Harrison, indebted star Adam Pally, a new show on NBC, Tamron Hall from the Tamron Hall Show in syndication, and Carrie Riley talking about Valentine's Day gifts. Next hour, Christopher Anderson will be here. He's written a book called The Game of Crowns about the royal family. Actor Corbin Burnson will be chatting about his new movie, First Lady. The Honorable Judge Douglas Ginsburg will be joining us. He has a special called A More or Less Perfect Union on PBS. And then this weekend, National Pizza Day, we'll chat with Gail Becker. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy Today.